Okay, new parak. Okay. It was a review of what we had already on the few tests, but Hamapelas Chaticho, she's mapple some sort of a Chaticho. If there's dam that comes with it, Tmeya says Rashi Mishum Nida. There's no Leida, this is not a Leida. If there's dam, she's a Nida. Vim Lav Tahir. Rebu the Oimer, Benkach, Benkach, Tmeya. Whether or not dam comes out with that Chaticho, she's Tmeya Nida. We already saw back there in Yud Ches, what was it, a second? Yeah, two pshotim, and now we're going to have a third pshat here. We'll come in a second. Hamapeles came in klipo, it's like a scab, came in saira, hair, came in offer, came in yapchushin. Yapchushin is yitushin, the mosquitoes, the types of bugs, adumin. So interesting, the Mishnah says, well, see, then we'll speak about all this. Tatil amayim, put it in water. Imni moichu. If they disintegrate and it's red, so then it's tmeya. We assume that's dam nida, it's somehow congealed. Im lav tahirin, and if it doesn't, what's the word? Not dissolve. Then the Gemara calls it a beri b'fnei atzmo. It's not late. It's not nida. It's not gonish. Okay. Hamapeles kimin dogim chagom shkotzim uremosim. She gives out some sort of a thing that looks like those things. That type of thing. Is im yeshimuim dam to mevim lav tahir itself doesn't make leida. If there's dam, it's neither nisht nor nisht. Hamapelas min behem ochayiv oif ben tmeim ben tahirim. She gives birth looks to be like something that looks like an animal, but a kosher treifa is im zochor teishiv zochor. We count it as a vlad. If it's a zochor, she has zochor, meaning 7 days tumor, 33 days of toya. Im nekeva teishiv nekeva, 14 days tumor, 66 days toya. You can't tell if it's Zohar in a Kevo. Teshev was Zohar in a Kevo. You go to Chumra. Meaning you give her 14 days of Tumor. This might be in a Kevo. And then only another 26 days of Tyre. Because it might be a Zohar. You play all the things. That's what Meir says. Because Meir considers a Vlad that looks like a Beima Chayiv Oif to be a Vlad and gives Tumas later. It doesn't look like a person, like an embryo of a person. It's nothing. Now, Ramey is an interesting thing because we'll discuss it. Ramey says if it's behem chayiv oif, then it has tumas later. But if it's dog mchagom shkotzim remosim, it's not. It's a difference. Then we'll get to that tomorrow. Okay, now we're going back to the first machloikis. We have machloikis, mapelas chaticho. So Tanakam said, if this dam, she's tmei nida. And Reb Yudah says, either way, she's tmei nida. So we had already back on Yud Ches Amud Beis, two pshat them in this. The one's going to reject them both here and come with a third pshat. Okay, Am Reb Yudah Mashmuel. That's the first pshat. Lo timei Reb Yehudah, elo bechaticho shel arbas minei domim. Aval shel shar minei domim tohoira. When Reb Yehuda said in the Mishnah that a chaticho, even unaccompanied by dam, is tomei, that's only if it is one of the colors of dam. Because Rashi tells us, Reb Yehuda considers the chaticho dam. That's gufa, like a piece of dam. So if it's red, it's red, and nisht and nisht. The chachomim say, even that's tohir, because they say, like Rashi said, Yuches, ain't ze dam, el bosa. It's a piece of flesh or tissue. Okay. That's the first pshat. Meaning the mechulik, whether that chaticho is dam or bosa. Tanakama holds it's bosa, so I don't care what color it is, Honduras. And according to Reb Yehuda, we look at it like congealed dam. So if it has the color of dam, it's tome, inisht, inisht. Reb Yochanan Omar, that's not the machloikis. Shel arbas minei domim divrei hakoil tomeya. If it has a mara dam, everybody holds it's tome. I mean, everybody holds this thing is dam. It could be congealed dam, so it looks like dam, then it's dam. Shel shar mine domim divrei hakol tahirim. What's the machloik? Is this what we had in Yurchetz? Lo nechleku elo shepilu v'ni adas mepilu. If it's a maradam, it's dam. If it's not a maradam, it's not dam. What's the machloik? We don't know what it is. Reb Yehuda sovar zil bosa roif chtichis v'roif chtichis shel abas mine domim. He holds this a roif. That's what we had on Yurchetz, and this was the roif that you're not soirei for. Rabbi Yonatan said there are three things that the roif becomes a vade. This roif, the Gemara tells us, is called a roif she'ein of gomer, a shvach roif. It's not a vade tum. V'rabbonon savri lo amina roif tichesh al abas minei domim. There's no such roif. Fakir Tosha says it's really a roim. The other way, whatever. Okay, that's the two pshatim in the machloikas. Again, got it clear? According to the first way, the Chachomim hold a chaticha is nothing. I don't care what color it is. It's flesh. Rabbi Yochanan holds it could be congealed dam. That depends what color it is. According to the second pshat, everybody holds that way. If it's red, it's a congealed dam. If not, not. The machloik is when you don't know what it is. Rabbi Yehuda says roiv is maradam, so you have to be machmir. And Rabban says no such roiv. She has a cheskes tayre. She remains tohor. Oh, brings the Gemara brisa that will knock out both of these pshat. And we're going to come on to the third pshat. Ein. Voki osur beishiyu min ado. When he came from Nado, Osavais Masnita Biyoda, he brought with him a brice. Now this brice, you'll see, is problematic both in Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel and in Rabbi Yochanan's Pshat. Hamapeles Chaticho Aduma Shchayra Yeroika Ulevona. So no matter whether it's a Maradam or not, right? Because Aduma Shchayra Maradams, Yeroika Ulevona not Maradams. Im Yesh Im Adam Tmeyo Vim Lav Tahoira. Reb Yehuda Oimer, Benkach, Ubenkach, Tmeya. That this doesn't fit anybody. I'm not going to spell that. This doesn't fit anybody. He is saying the Chachomim are Metayer, any color. Reb Yehuda is Metame, any color. That nobody said. So Kasha, Lishmuel, Bechoda. And Shmuel, you have one Kasha. Reb Yehuda, Metayerti. Let's go slow. Lishmuel, what did Shmuel say? Shmuel said that the Chachomim, Tanakam, is Metayer everything. And Reb Yehuda is Metame, only the Maradam. So he's Shver Reb Yehuda. The Chom is good. The Chom in him is good. The Metar everything. That's okay. But Reb Yehuda here is Metame everything. He said Reb Yehuda was only Metame to Maratomes. Lishmuel b'choda, we have one problem. Reb Yehuda. Doma Shmuel, loy time Reb Yehuda, ela b'chaticha shal abis min edomim. He said that the Buda was only Metame if it has a Maradam. Here Reb Yehuda is saying all four, which includes two not Maradams, is Tome. The Hoktoni Yeroika Ulevona says by the Tanakam Yeroika Ulevona, upolig Reb Yehuda. Right? What did Tanakama say? All four of them, Adum, Meshchayri, Yeroika, Levona, a Torah, unless there's Dam accompanying it, but it itself is Torah. Came Rabbi Yehuda and said on that, Benkach, Ubenkach, Tomei. That means he's including in Tomei, Yeroika and Levona. So that Shmuel never said that. Oh, Bechi, Tamer, you'll chop the Brice Abyssal and say he's only Choylik. The Tanakama said four things, Adum, Meshchayri, Yeroika, Levona. We'll say he's only Choylik on those, on the first two. He didn't mean to argue on Yeroika Levona, but that's very strange. So who said Yeroika Levona? We have to say Yeroika Levona for. He's only saying Tomei on the Adom and Shchayra. What did the Chacham say? Everything's Tor. Once they said Adom and Shchayra is Tor, they don't have to say anything more than that. Ela Yeroika Levona leman ktoni lo. What then is the words Adom? What then are the words Yeroika Levona doing in this brisa? Elaim el Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, they're telling me a Chiddush, it's Tor. Hashta Adumo Shchoyre Metar Rabbonon, the Metar Adumo Shchoyre. Is he regular of one of me, boy? El Alav Reb Yehuda, it must be for Reb Yehuda to come and tell me that he's Choylik and his Metame even that. Upolik. So that's again Shmuel. That's what makes it difficult. But the Gepshut on the Braisa says what? That Reb Yehuda is Metame in all four Maris. That's against what Shmuel said. Now came Reb Yochanan, and he's going to be even worse, because this is Shver. Because the Bjorn says everybody holds the same thing. The Maratome is a Tome, and the Marator is a Tor. So now everybody's Shre. Because if Yehuda is coming out here, everything's Tome. The same Kasha had on Shmuel. But have another Kasha, because he claimed that the Chachomim are Metame the Maratomes, and Metar the Maratomes. And they say the Metar everything. So it's doubly Shre. The Sula Reb Yochanan, the Omer Shal Abbas Minidom Divi Hakol Tmeyo. On that, everybody agrees it's Tome. I mean, even the Tanakama holds the Maratome is a Tome. So what are you going to do there? It says, Kimat Beferish in the Reisha, all four are Torah in the Tanakhama. Hoktoni Aduma Ushchayra Upligi Rabbonin. I mean, the point is a funny Gemara. It's not Upligi Rabbonin. This is what the Rabbonin said. They said, Aduma Ushchayra Yeroika Levona is Torah. They clearly are saying everything's Torah. V'chi Teimo Ki Pligi Rabbonin Yeroika Levona. Many people take out this piece of line from the Gemara. Kimat doesn't make sense. I mean, the Rabbonin said, the Rabbonin's words are, Aduma Ushchayra Yeroika Levona is Tor. So he said, the Gemara, they meant it only on Yeroika Levona. But Adoim and Shchayri, they meant to say it's Tomei like Rabbi Yehuda. And Tosha says there's no such gears. It couldn't be such a tzad. My writer says it's impossible. So then Adoim and Shchayri like Tomei. So what did it have to say Adoim and Shchayri for? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda. Hashi Yeroika Levona. Tmei Adum and Shchayri. Miboye. El Alav Rabbonin Upligi. The kids are... It's a complicated word. The Bryce is against both of these pshatim. Again, because Reb Yudam Shmuel's pshat is that the Tanakhama is matayer anything. And Reb Yehuda is matame only if it has a maritome. Reb Yochanan says, everybody says the same thing. Maritome is tome, marito is tor. This Bryce says not that way. This Bryce says that the Tanakhama is matayer everything. And Reb Yehuda is matame everything. So it can't fit either of those two pshatim. El Rav Yitzchok off completely. Completely new pshat. We make a mistake. Everybody holds that the chtich itself is not tome. Ein ze dam el abos. Like we thought, I don't care what color it is. This is not dam, this is a chaticha. Okay. So then the Tanakam is very good. Im yesh im adam tmeyo, im lav toir. Because the chaticha, it's not leder, and it's not dam either. Ein ze dam el abos. It's a piece of flesh. What? No, none, zero. Nothing. Nothing. It's not late, it's not dam, it's nothing. Yeah. The only tumah is this dam. Okay, this dam, that's Tanakam. So what's halacha of Yehuda? A new thing. Very important halacha. We have a halacha that comes out from this sugya. E'ef shel psichas hakever b'loy dam. The Ghazal had an umdina that once the rechem opens, dam must come out. You can't have an opening of the rechem without something coming out. We don't see the dam. You have lost, very small, whatever it is. But it's the efshel psichas hakever beloy dam. And that's the machloikus over here. The Tanakama holds, there is no such din. It's efshel psichas hakever beloy dam. So she gave out a chaticha. We see the chaticha. We don't see dam. The chaticha is not tomi. It's not leida. And it's not dam. Ain't said dam elabos. So what? There's no dam. I don't see any dam. Reb Yehuda has this thing, and that's a vaday. If the kever opened, dam came out. You didn't see it, you didn't see it. It got lost somewhere. But there was dam there. So that's what he's saying. When he said, it's not because of the chatich. Chatich is Torah and Gans. But since the womb opened to let out a chatich, there must have been dam, and you didn't see it. So therefore, it doesn't matter the color of the chaticha. No matter what the color of the chaticha is, the chachomim are matayer, because the chaticha is nothing. No matter what the color of the chaticha is, Reb Yehuda is matami, because he's not matami because of the chaticha. He's matami because the fact that the chaticha opened the womb, we now know that some dam came out. The color of the chaticha is totally, chaticha doesn't have a chaticha, it could be a piece of wood also. It's just a way of opening the rechem. Once the rechem opened, alter Reb Yehuda, there's a vade dam came out. Where's the tipa? We lost it. That's what's going on over here. Tanakama holds Efshel Psichas Hakever B'loy Dam, and since she sees the Chticha, there's no Dam, so there's no Dam. Reb Yehuda says no, Efshel Chticha B'loy Dam, Efshel Psichas Hakever B'loy Dam. And this machloikis we're not manufacturing. This machloikis exists somewhere else. Let's see. Ubeplukte Dahane Tanoi, the son. This lady is in her 11 days of Ziva. So what's the din again? If she sees 3 days, she becomes a Zova, and she has to bring a korban. But we also learn that if there's koishi, meaning there's labor pains that accompany that, that's not Zova, because Zova has to be me'atzma. Dam machmasatz and no machmas vlad. It's called koishi. So dam koishi is not Zova. So what happened over here? Koshi so shnai. 2 days she saw dam bekoishi, uleshlishi he pilo. Then she had a miscarriage on the third day. She saw, okay. Now we are holding in this sugya yesh koishi l'nefolim, that even though it wasn't a complete birth, that's also called koishi. It's a shaila later, but we're going yesh koishi l'nefolim. Now, any adas my pilo. Was it a later? Wasn't it a later? So let's figure out the possibilities over here. If it was a baby, right, something that makes tumas later, so she's tume tumas later, she has to bring a chat, she has to bring a korban later, right? But she's not a zova. Because even if she saw dam, that's dam koishi. So she's not, she can't be a yoledes and a zova. That can't be. Both can't be. If she's a yoledes, she's not a zova. Now, so that's one possibility. She's a yoledes. It could be that what she was mapil was not a leido. We don't know. It was ruach. But she saw Dam at that point. So then she's a Zova. She's a Flin Zova. Or could be, it's neither. Could be she was Mapal Ruach, so she's not a Yoledis. No Dam came out. In which case, she's nothing. She's Nikolaida, Nichin Ziva. So she's three possibilities. There's four total possibilities. She's nothing. She's a Yoledis. She's a Zova. She's both. Both she can't be. Because if she's a Yoledes, then it's Koishi, and it's not Ziva. So that's out. She could be a Yoledes. She could be Stam, a Zova. She was Mapu Ruach, she saw Dam. Or could she be nothing? It could be that it was a Hapolas Ruach, and no Dam came out. So she's a Zova Ktana, she's telling me one day, she'll be in Karm. So she's a Sofek Leda, Sofek Ziva. So what should she do now? She wants to eat Kotchi. She'll have to bring a Korm Chatos somehow. So this is the halacha of Korm Chatos Bala Sofik. It's a special Chatos, and it's not Nechal. Why? Because it could be she doesn't have to bring a Chatos. It could be she's neither a Yoledes nor a Zova. She's nobody. So it's a Sofik Chatos. She'll bring a Korm Chatos, and it'll be Eina Nechal. That's the din. Harezu Sofik Leido, Sofik Zivo, Mevi a Korbon, Ve'eina Nechal. Because there's a possibility she doesn't have to bring anything, right? Now, that is saying what? That's entertaining the possibility that she saw nothing. That's why you have the problem. He obviously holds Efshel Psichas Agever Beloidam. Something opened up, something came out. Whether it was Machayev, Leido, now we don't know. But the womb opened. See, but he's entertaining nonetheless the possibility that she's neither a Yoledes nor a Zova, meaning no Dam came out. He has psichas hagever b'loidam. Comes Rabbi Yeshua Omer mevia carbon v'nechal. No, there's a vaday chatos here. She actually psichas hagever b'loidam. Dam zicha came out. So now we have the case is now it's much simpler. The possibility that she's nothing can't exist because dam zicha came out. There's only two possibilities left. If her hapola was something that was a leida, she's a yoledes, and we discount the dam because that's zoy, that's koishi, so she's not a zova. If what she was Mapeles was not a Leda, then she's a Zova. It's simple now. She's either a Yoledes or a Zova. She Zicha has to bring a Chatos. So she brings a Chatos, the Nechal. That's already a full Chatos. It's not a Sofik Chatos. That's a Zicha Chatos. Is it Leda or is it Ziva? Which one is it pinned to? But she Zicha needs a Karm Chatos here. If you hold Efshel Tzisrael Adam, you have the possibility that she doesn't need a carbon altogether. So she has to bring the special carbon of Chatasoy Bola Sofek, and you can't eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because it might be part of which case it's Malik, it's Nevela. That's if you hold Efshel Tzisrael Adam. But if you hold Efshel Tzisrael Adam, that possibility doesn't exist. She's Zicha Sor Adam. So either she's a Yoledes and not a Zova, or she's a Zova and not a Yoledes. So she has to bring either this carbon or that carbon. But she's Zicha has to bring a carbon Chatas. So she brings one carbon Chatas, Vinecha. So just shows the Gemara that we have a pre-existing machloikes between Tanakam and Rabbi Yeshua when Efshel Tzisrael Adam. So the Gemara, at the end of the day, that is the Pshat in our Mishnah. The Tanakama said, if a chticha comes out, she's only tomei if dam comes with it. Because the chticha is nothing, it's not a leida, and ain't a dam el abos. If dam comes with it, no, fashteitzah, she's a neither. If dam doesn't come with it, it's a possibility it doesn't come, it doesn't come. Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care. Dam zicha came, that's all. Is the a need? I don't care about the chticha. The chticha is nothing. But it does tell me that the rechem opened. If the rechem opened, there must be dam. If there's dam, she's a neither. Okay, now the Gemara goes over the same thing, just we skipped the second lashon. Before we had one pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel that Chacham said the chdich is nothing and he holds its dam. Then we went to Rabbi Yochanan that everybody holds the same thing, depends what color it is. Shaila disappeared. We're going to skip that second step now. Rabbi Yochanan will go straight to the third step. Lishnachrin, it's my absolute repeat just without the second step. Amrilo, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, this is a direct repeat. Lo time Rabbi Yehuda el b'chticha shal arba min edomim. Aval shosha min edomim tohoira. That was the first pshat, meaning that the Chachamim hold the chticha is not dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds it is dam, so if it has a mare dam, it's tome. Frank the Gemara from that braisa. That means he's only mitame if it has a mare dam. Eini boki osu rebo yishim min ardo osu vaisim asnita biyode. He brought a braisa. I'm a pelis chticha adum o shchoy reiroiku levono. No matter what color it is, im yeshim adam tmeim lav toime Rabbi Yehuda oime benkachum benkach tmeyo. So you see he's mitame even in the Yeroika Levona. That's against what the Bira Mishmuel said. K'toni Aduma Ushchoyre Yeroika Ulevona Upolig Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda is cholik on those also. Same thing we did before. B'chitayim, keep polling. Rabbi Yehuda Adoyim Mashchayr is only coming to say that Adoyim Mashchayr is no good. Aval Yerayk Levona lo. So then what does it say Yerayk Levona in that Bryce altogether? For Yerayk Levona. Yerayk Levona, Leman Kotoni lo. What do you need it for? Elaim Lerabbonon, to tell me it's Tor. They told me Adoyim Mashchayr is Tor. First they tell me Yerayk Levona is Tor. L'hashta Adoyim Mashchayr, Kometai Rabbonon, Yerayk Levona mi boya. El Alav, Rabbi Yehuda, must be going in Yehuda, Upoli. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is Metame, even the Maris Tahiris is a bit of a shulof. So before the Gemara brought Rabbi Yochanan with the pshat of Roy, now the Gemara goes straight. Rabbi Yochanan himself said the psichas hakever pshat. Elom Rabbi Yochanan should be behefshlo psichas hakever belo dam komiflegei. That's the machloikas. Tanaka, everybody holds the chaticha is not dam. The problem is, do we assume dam came with the chaticha? Chom say no. Rabbi Yehuda says yeah. Ubeplukte dahani tanoi desanya koshes soshnayim uleshlishi hipilo veniadas my pilo harezu. Again, the Tanakam is going with efshel pshebolei dam. So there are three possibilities. She's a yoledes. Once she's a yoledes, she's not a zova. She's not a yoledes. She saw, so she's a zova. Or she's not a yoledes and she didn't see dam. So she's either a yoledes, a zova, or a zero. So she brings a chatasayis bolas sofik korm ve'enonechel. Harei the sofik lay the sofik ziva mevia korm ve'enonechel. Rabbi Yeshua says no, that possibility doesn't exist. There can't be a possibility of nothing. If she had a baby, she's a yoledes, and if she didn't, she's a zova because she's zicha saw. So the sofik is very simple: is she a yoledes or is she a zova? She zicha has to bring a korm chatos, so she brings a korm chatos ve'enonechel. Rabbi Yeshua mevia korm ve'enonechel. The fee. One second, lefi she'ef shel psichas hakever beloy dam. So she's zicher. She's zicher one of them. Okay. Tana Rabbona. So we're basically coming out now that a chaticha, right? That the chaticha itself doesn't give any tumah. It's not a leida, and it's not dam. That's how we're coming out. At the end of the day, the only tumor that we have is accompanying dam, and our machloek is whether it's dam there or not. But the chaticha itself is not problematic. Okay, now we're having shittas not like that. Tan rabbona, amapelas chaticha. So again, we would have said it's nothing. That's it. It's nothing. If you're aim to get a dam, okay, there's dam, but the chtich itself is not a problem. Sumchus toime mishum reb meir, v'chein hoi reb shim b'mnasi oime kidvoro. Koira. You have to check out that chtich, not so simple. It's not a blanket statement anymore. You have to cut open the chtich. Im yeish dam bisoicho tmeyo, v'im lav tohoiro. If there's dam in the chtich, then that counts as what do you call it? As dam nida. We said achticha comes out, you forget about it. Basically, he says no. You got to cut it open. If there's dam in there, then that dam will be matam el nida. Ki rabbonon, it's like rabbonon. What do we mean? It's like rabbonon that there's no assumed dam. Don't forget, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to cut it open. She's a nida because since the achticha came out, is the efshul pshekev leidam. This is obviously going the other way. That if EF is like that, I don't have to do anything. She's talking again. We're going now, EF looks like ever blow down. Kirabonon. But va'adifa midrabonon. More machmed than the rabonon. Because the rabonon say, I don't assume dam, and the chticha you can throw in the garbage because I don't care. He says, no, not so fast. You have to check that chticha. If the chticha has in it dam, then there is dam. That's what it means. Ki rabbonon ve'adifa midrabbonon. Ki rabbonon damrei efshel pshevel odam. So I don't assume dam came out. That's true. But the more machmir in the rabbonon ve'adifa midrabbonon. The inu savrei the rabbonon hold when is she tomei imo ein if dam came with it. But besoicholo. That hochtich is a piece of meat, a piece of flesh. If there's dam in it, what I care, every flesh has dam in it, that's not dam neither. And the only way we have dam in it in the Rechachomim is to have dam coming with it. So he's the Rabbonon in that sense, that I don't assume dam, but he's more machmir than the Rabbonon. Because the Rabbonon to be metameh her have to have a dam coming out with the chticha. The chticha you can ignore. He says he can't ignore the chticha. You got to check out the chticha. If the chticha has within it dam, it's the anita. We go one step further. Let me again. V'tanya yidur noch abreis. Hamapeles chaticha. Rebacha oimer. Koira, open it up. Now, what did Sumchus say? Open it up. If there's dam in there, it's tmei, right? He says less than that. Im toicha madim. Not there's dam there, but it's reddish. If the inside of the chtich is red, tmei, vim lav tahoira. Zog de gemara, kis Sumchus, that's like Sumchus. V'adifa, and yet more machmir in Sumchus. It's like Sumchus that you can't ignore the chtich. Again, the Rabbanan say ignore the chtich. If there's no auxiliary dam coming out, she goes home free. Sumchus says, no, not so fast. We got to check out the chtich. If the chtich has dam in it, she's tmeir. They're like that. You got to check with the more machmir. Because he said you got to find dam inside. They say as long as the meat is red, she's tmeir. One step more machmir. V'tanya yidoch. Now here the Gemara jumps out of order because we're talking about Tumas Nida. We're going to come get back to one more dim. It's going to be one more Shlav and Nida. But meantime, the Gemara jumps in with a Bryce and that's still Tumas late. It's out of order. Tosis claims because the Gemara wants to bring the Bryces first. The last member we're going to have is not a Bryce. This really completely does not do what we're talking about right now. Tami Ida Hamapeles Chticho. That's a whole different story. That's what we're discussing. We're discussing Tumas Nida. This is a new problem. We keep, that's for sure we held. The Chticha is not Tumas Leida. That was not even a discussion by us. He's coming in with a new from left field. That if there's a bone inside the Chticha, we have to look at it like an embryo, as a fetus. So then it's Tumas Leida. We can put that in parentheses. What? Who? What's that? That's there's a bone in there. Imoy in the M etzem imoy tmei aleda, not etzem imoy. Yesh bo etzem imoy tmei aleda. When I was a kid, flaking zogin omer rapsus. Okay, now back to our discussion. Omer Rav Chisda, I'm saying b'chticha levona. That he said in etzem is considered. It has to be b'chticha levona. That thing's called boss or whatever. Okay. Now, b'chein ki osu zuge de min chadiav, a pair of talmid chachom came from this place. Osvais masnita biyodem apel sticha levona koyro im yesh b'etzem imat meil leida. Okay, now we're getting back to our thing again. We're very logical today. We're going in a very logical development over here. We begin the chdicha garnet. If yol yesh pesach evel edam. That's it. The game is over. Because once it opened up for the chticha, dam came out. We know dam came out. Good. We go to the world that we don't assume dam came out. Now what happens? So the Tanakh Kamenich says, she's tohoyer. There's no dam. There's no dam. Sumchus said, not so fast. The chticha itself could be dam. He cut it open. If there's dam there, it's dam. Then we went one step more. L'chumra. That was Tan Yidoch. Who was that? They had a name over there. Rebacha says, if you cut it open and it's red, it's more, it's Tomei. Now we're going to have somebody who's more makel than all of that. Redness is not enough. Dam is not enough. But it's worse than the Chachom, you'll see. Omer B'yachim Shum Rebshim Ben Yuchoyam Apeles Chticho Koiro. Im Yesh Bo Dam Ogur Tomei. Dam Ogur Rash says Dam Harbe. Whatever that means. In other words, it's not Revacha. Revacha says if it's red, Yeshish Tomei Alei Nida. Reb, the first one was Reb Rebshim Ben Menasi said, if there's dam there, she's tomato. He's not so satisfied with that. It has to be a lot of dam there. I don't know what a lot of dam is. I have no idea. We have to need a lot of dam. So he's more makel than these last two. He's still more machmir than the Rabbonon, because Rabbonon don't care what's going on in the Chaticha. She's tohoyer. As long as it's in the Chaticha, I don't care. Tomato. Vim lav tohoyer. Kis sumchus, meaning like sumchus, that you got to deal with the Chaticha. But kilo mikulu is more kal than those two, because Sumchus said if there's dam in the chlich, it's tmeya. And Reb Ach said if the chlich is a red, she's tmeya. He's more makel. Red won't do it, dam won't do it. You need a lot of dam. Okay. I come to a very interesting piece of Gemara. Boy minei Reb Yirmiyah me Reb Zeira. Horoya dam bishoiferes mau. Shoiferes is a tube, basically. Think of it as a test tube, if you want. She was machnes a test tube or a straw into the mokum, right up against the mokum, and then she saw dam. So what's going on over here? So the dam normal, when the dam comes out, it comes out from the mucker and it goes to the Kaisle Beis Arechem, what we call. She did this thing and it prevented essentially the dam from ever touching the sidewalls. It's like that today, they make the papskis, what they do, they put something into the servants basically. So the dam is going straight into the test tube, never gets to the Kaisle Beis Arechem ever. It can go straight out of the body that way too, or collecting your test tube. So this is an interesting, problem over here. This is dam that never touched the sidewalls. Is that a problem at all? B'chlal, is that a meduba by us? That was a shayla. Boy minei Reb Yirmi Reb Zeira Horoya dam b'shoferes. Again, it doesn't have to be shoferes necessarily. It means when the dam came out, it was covered by something, so it didn't. It's like chitzitza. Basically, comes down to the idea of chitzitza. The subject in chitzitza between the dam and the inner walls of the Kaisel Beis Arech. Is that a problem or not? Does that anything do with us or not? Horoya dam b'shoferes ma'u b'visora omar rachmono v'loy b'shoferes. It says ki ish ki zoyv doma b'visora in her bosom. Did the Torah mean taket to tell me that the flow has to go b'visora, meaning it has to touch b'visora? But if I can somehow set up a system that the dam goes out from the mocha without ever touching her inside, that's taket Torah. Bivisor, take Rashi. The dam here zoyva bivisoro sheyetsa derech koisle beis orechem ve'ein mafzik. The Torah was makbid on that. Oy dilmo, hi bivisor. I need for something else. That's I'm not coming from there. Mi boilish shematame mipfneim kibachutz. This we spoke a few times. There's a big difference, a major difference, Lamarshal, between Anido and Zav and Balkari. The Gemara is going to say in Yetzir Teifin, we had it before the beginning of Kol Hayad, that by Zav, by Zav Balkari, it to become Tome, it's got to come out of the body. That's what we had before. He's Margish, it's coming out. He's Oiches, and he stops it from coming out. It's not Tome. Because over there, it's not Tome. Mamishal comes out of the goof. By Isha, it's not true. Once it comes out from the mocker, it's now in the Beis Arechem. It could come out from the body 2 days later. That's when the ganze shvus at the beginning, because the Beis Arechem Mamis Adam. Don't do coming out of the body. It's coming out from the mocker into the Beis Achitza. She's Tmei already. How do we know that? Say more, we're going to learn it later from this pasuk. Bivisora. She's Tmei, even though it's still Bivisora. It hasn't come out yet. So that's the more shayla. Does the word Bivisora tell me that the Dam Tak has to come in contact with the Bisora? So if I could theoretically make a case, a fluky case, yeah, we'll see. A case that you could have later, which are more reasonable. It's a funny case. She put in the shoferes there. So she won't be Tommy. No, the word Bivisora means what we learn later. Bivisora, that she's Tommy, even though it's Bivisora, hasn't come out yet. That's the shayla. Boimine Rebiyumi, Rebzeiro, Horeyadam, Bishfeferes, Mau. Bivisora, Omer Achmona, Viloi, Bishfeferes, meaning without Chitzitza. Odilma hay bevisora mi boyle fer ar ora aloch shemadam bi mifnim ki bachutz omale bevisora omar achmono veloy bishoferes.
Why?
But you know, Yesha, I need the pasuk for something else. You can't get double duty on the pasuk. So the e bevisora mi boyle shemadam mi mifnim ki bachutz im kei nemo kura babosa. There's two extra things there. It could have said bibosa. Ishki says I'm a bibosa. That would have told me she's Tomei even when it's in the bosa. It says bibisoru. The Torah is being magish. Her bosa to tell me Taka has to come in contact with her bosa. And therefore, if you make a riyah with a chitzitza, but the Gemara calls for feres here, it'll be Torah. My bibisoru shma mino tarte. We take a learn from that word, we learn a two halachas. Interesting thing, it's important to remember. One halacha, that she's tamaya, even though it's still bivisora inside her body. And number two, that I need bivisora. That a riyah should be bivisora. So come in contact with her boss. If you can manufacture a riyah with a chitzitza, she's tahir. The truth of the matter is that we're going to have a third halacha from this pasuk. We'll get to it on Zayin. So I got to two mahari gemara done, because a third halacha I have, hargosha. A need is not a need unless she has hargosha. How do you know that you need Hagosha? I'll say Bivisora. So it's getting triple duty. We got to get back to that someday. The Russia deals with it, but not for now. Okay.
This will be
what? Yeah, okay, that's Luchura. Some Rishonim claim that's good for the problem. That if there's a thing that is no Hagosha, but let's leave it there. Keep shooting your eyes. Three separate things. How do you get three separate things out of a double? You only have two psukim here. Unless you make up a third pasuk here, some, and that's what the Rosh does. Okay, now. So basically we're saying now that if Dam came out and it was enclosed in something, it's not making her for a neither, because it has to come to Christmas. Steich, we just said not that way. We just said, according to those sheets, if a chticha comes out, you cut it open and there's dam inside. So this time, that dam didn't come in contact with the side walls of a Beis HaRechem. What's the difference if it's in a test tube or it's in a piece of meat? You see, you don't need it touching the side walls. That's why it's right away. Shrek the Gemara, v'homer Rabbi Yochem Shimon Pshim ben Yochoi, hamapeles chaticho koira im yesh bo dam ogur tmeyo v'im lav tahoira. So what's being metameha? That dam that's in the chticha. The chticha is not dam nida. We keep on saying the chticha is not dam nida. We drop that. The chticha is a chticha. It's not dam nida. Ella what? They hold. That if there's dam inside there, that dam is dam. Yeah, but that dam is in something. It didn't touch the side walls. Truth is, you could ask it from any of them. You could have asked it from madim, from dam. The Gemara took the extreme case of dam ogur. And my Ram talks about it. Why did he also better kasha? Whatever. After one of the pashut, the answer. Hochi hashd. Hosom darker shall ishal liros dam bechatitza. That's somewhat normal. So therefore, we don't consider it a chatzitza. Rashi says, "Hilka bevesora krina be the mimbemino lochayitz." That's why you always have a klal like that. Whenever you have chatzitzas, mimbeminos lochayitz. So what's here the chatzitza? The dam is in bosser. Is the bosser? You want the bosser to be chayitz between the dam and her bosser? That's not a chatzitza. That's part of her body. This is her body. This is her body. That's not a chitzitza. Shoferes and the meisa. Hochein daka shlishi was dam b'shoferes. Okay. In other words, we're taka saying there is a din chitzitza, if you want to call it. You need bivisora, but it has to be a foreign zach. It's not chitzitza. We always say it's not chitzitza. So boss is not going to be chitzitza. All these sheetas here that have dam within the chaticha being metameyar, that's not a problem. Okay, lema zog de gemara shveferes tanoihi. I'm going to try and set up that this shaila shveferes, meaning dam coming out b'chitzitza, is a machlokes tanoim. This is not so easy here. Hold on to the hats for a while. It's a complicated construction the gemara does here. The sanya hamapeles chaticho afal pi she mileo dam. Okay, that's okay. That's basically what he said in the Mishnah. I don't care about the Chticha, right? I don't care about the Chticha. If the side dam, it's also going, so I don't assume dam. If there is Zaitik dam, she's talking. But the Chticha alone, I don't care, even though it has dam inside. It's basically like our Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Bibisoro, Veloy Bishir, Velo Bechaticha. Now, what did Rebbe Lezer say exactly? Rav Lez is on the surface is saying it's tahor. If there's no dam, why? What about the dam in the chaticha? He's saying basically the din is shoferes. The dam in the chaticha is not good because it's in something. Lo b'shvir is the rest is the or havlad before it develops. Okay. Now the question is here: what's the difference in Tanakama? That's what Tanakama said. Tanasama said, even though the chtich is mleyo dam, I don't care. To which Rebbe Lez is saying, he seems to be giving the reason for it, but he's not disagreeing. Since we're saying you're right. Bivisora, velo b'shvir velo b'chtich. Just like you told me, what shafer is no good, so dam and shvir is no good, dam and chtich is no good. It's frankly more Rebbe Lez, hainu tanakamo. It's a they're saying exactly the same thing. So now the Gemara does, the Gemara changed the whole braisa. This Rebbe Lezer and Tanakam is the same person. Emo, she Rebbe Lezer ome bevesor v'lo b'shir v'chad. That's how you read the braisa. You go back to the braisa. Chtich av b'shem le'yadam, im yesh im odam t'mei v'im lav t'hoira. I completely disregard the dam in the chtich. Why? She Rebbe Lezer ome, because Rebbe Lezer says that dam inside something else can be disregarded. Basically what we just said. Now to add on a piece. V'chachomim oimrim, there's a chachomim to that braisa. Ain zed dam nido, elo dam chaticho. Now, again, it's a funny thing. Divide to have no machloikis. What did Rebbe Lezer say? Damin the Shvir, Damin the Chtich is Tor. Why be the Sor? What they say, it's not Damin either. She's Tor. What's a Machloikis? Right? What's a Machloikis over here? Again, they're both saying it's Tor. Here's a little bit, we have room to move. They seem to be saying it's Tor for different reasons, but they're both saying it's Tor. So, again, the Gemara. Contrary to popular opinion, the Gemara is not a theoretical book. If you have a machloek, you got to be an afkamina. You're the kid. The Gemara didn't talk lomdus like that. He says it's real good for this reason. He says no good for this reason. That's a good idea. What's a machloek? What cares? Both are saying she's tired. We got to come up with a afkamina here. Now, an afkamina, you think about it, is a very simple afkamina. If you say it's Tahor because the dam is encased in something, meaning it's a chitzit, I'll give you a case where she'll be Tameya. Where there's holes in that chitzit, what they call palya palyue, bekoim. It's not a smooth piece of meat. It's a hole. I don't know what you call it. There's breaks in the meat. So that the dam comes out, and it will touch her face of rechem as it pulls out. If you tell me the reason, just tell you, I have a more broad reason. Ain't a dam nido. A dam in a chdich in the kid dam nido bechlal. So then it's going to be tohor in the pali paluye. Okay. So that would be good. That's what Gemara says here. Frank the Gemara, Tanakama Nami Tuhuri Metahir. So good. Now you made me a machloikis. He says it's Tor because Bibisor, Loy Bibshir Lachtich. He says it's Tor, Ainz and Damni, the good, but they both say it's Tor. So the Gemara, Palapaluye, Ikebenayu. Chatanaf Gemina, and Palapaluye. Now please understand. Okay, hold on, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's not what we want. We're trying to make a machloikis in the din of Chitz of Bibisor. We don't have that yet. I could easily have learned here that they both hold Vivasora. But the second one is coming. I got a better reason for you. Ain't said Damnida, so it'll be Tor, even Paluye. Because it happens not to be Damnida. But if it was Damnida, it still has to touch the walls. The Gemara, for some reason, makes that assumption. Since there, he said to them, listen, guys, she's Tahira, because there's a Chitzitza here. They said, Mela by Paluye should be Tameya. They said, listen, I don't need your fancy footwork from Chitzitzas here. There's no Damnida here. Understood the Gemara. In that statement, which is a simple why, if they said that, then they meant, but had it been Damnido, I would not have bought your Pali Paluye. Because I don't need Pali Paluye, because I don't care about Chitzitza. There's an assumed step here, which is not so simple. Tanakama Sovar Bivisoro Velo Beshriya Velo Chaticha. Okay, who Adil Shofar, that's the same thing. But Hani Mili, since it's only because of the Chitzitza, Hani Mila Hechad the Shia. She means it's smooth. It's a smooth piece of meat. There's no opening. So the dam is inside. It's like I'm not touching her closely based on rechem. Our pala paluye, tomato. If it's pala paluye, there's breaks in the meat. So some of the dam can squeeze out and hit the side walls. My... is tmeya. Why? My time bivisora Karina Bay. That's called bivisora. Come there, Abon, and say, no, that case will also be Torah because of an overriding thing of it. This is not that neither. Finished. But also Rabon and Lemeimar. Afal gav de pale paluye ain't zedamnido. So they're coming lehokel. He's being metame by pale paluye. They're saying no, achoba kula. Even by pale paluye she's toyer. That we want a chumra from them. So now the Gemara makes a list. Ain't zedamnido al damchticho. Ho damnido vaday. But had it been damnido. Vaday tome afil b'shofer is nami. But he came with a din. If it comes out pitzitza she's toyer. Mela pala paluye is tome. They came and said a kula. No, pala paluye is tor. Because there's nothing to do with pala paluye, because ain't it amnida. This is not amnida. But just of this, that's what you said, is not right anyway. Because had it, that's the only reason it's tor. Because ain't it amnida. Had it been amnida, it would have been tome, even without pala paluye. It is a very difficult. Why didn't you remember that step? I mean, he wasn't going to change it in the same way. You don't have to do that. I mean, you can make it simple. So Tosis says, he explains that because. If you go the other way, then there's no machloikes. They're not arguing with him in what he said. In other words, what he said was, there's a din chatzitza. They're saying, what we're saying, why don't they say like this? They say, you're right. But there's an overriding reason here. It doesn't sound that way. They want the chachamim to be choylek in what he said. So that's how they're doing it. He said, there's a din chatzitza. They are saying, you don't need chatzitza here. Because here it's stam dam namnida. But the truth is, you're doing chatzitz is wrong. The Gemara's going to change it right away. But at this shlav, that's how the Gemara thought. May life just established for you, a machloikis is the din shofaris. He had a shayla, is there a din the dam nida that comes out b'chitzitza is not metame. He told him zuchi yebifsor. I'm basically telling you now it's a machloikes. Reb Lezer with the chachamim. Lezer certainly, he says it clearly, black and white. He says clearly there's a din lo b'shvir lo b'chitzitza lo b'shvaveres. And these chachamim, the gemara at this point wants to say, do not hold of that din. They happen to be metare in this case because ain zed dam nida dam chitzitza. But in a normal case of nida, which has a regular read, which shvaveres should be tame. That's what the gemara wants. Is that true? Do we have a machloikis? Omer Abaye, no. And basically, the Gemara just says no. What we said, that's true. They're cholik in that, but they still agree with that. Omer Abaye, the kuli alma b'shvoferes kamlo pligi the tahira. They're giving ground on that. He said there's a din shvoferes. Everybody is a din shvoferes. But here, there's not, something else to be matire. Ain't it amnido? So mele bitor. But they're not disagreeing. It's half of what they said, but it's a simple pshat, really. Keep ligi bechaticha. Now here's a funny thing, because what's the machloikis? Whether it's dam nido or dam chaticha. We said that ain't a dam nido or dam chaticha. He didn't want to change his lotion. Ma'asov a darkish alish lios dam chaticha. Meaning dam chaticha is dam nido. That's a beleza. So he had to come out to the. Why is it tor? Because of shofar. It's mele palapaluyas tome. Ma'asov ain't darkish alish lios dam bechaticha. Meaning it's not dam nido. It's difficult because he want to change his lotion. It's a little funny that they ask on Rashi, but that's how Rashi learns. Basically, the saying is now saying the simple pshat. Yeah, how do you manufacture machloikis and shvoferes? We have what we see on the surface. He said there's a din shvoferes. Mele palapaluya bitome. They said you don't need that here. You're right, but you don't need it. Here it'll be talk. It happens to me, not dam nida. There's no need to make a machloikis and shvoferes. If I can't, the din shvoferes remains the choladeis. Then there's a third pshat, which we'll see, Bez Hashem, tomorrow.